Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Barry Morphew wasn't supposed to be the center of a murder investigation, at least not on paper. He was a father of two, a successful landscaper, a guy who blended in to the Rocky Mountain backdrop of Salida, Colorado. Like pine trees and pickup trucks. But on May 10th of 2020, Mother's Day, his wife Suzanne disappeared, and the story he told, bike ride gone wrong, no witnesses, no urgency, just a vague mention of chipmunks and a whole lot of trash dumping, set off alarm bells that still haven't stopped ringing. Then, 3 years later, the silence broke. Suzanne's remains were discovered in a remote patch of scrubland, 45 miles south of their home. No obvious signs of trauma, but deep in her bones, forensic toxicologist found something called BAM, a rare sedative cocktail used to tranquilize wildlife. Not exactly a household chemical. And the only person anywhere nearby who'd ever bought it? Well, that's Barry. Years earlier in Indiana for deer farming. And that's when everything that seemed weird suddenly started to look like evidence. This is where a domestic tragedy isn't just a domestic tragedy. It was a story allegedly of control, manipulation, and the illusion of normalcy. Barry Morphew is now facing new charges in Suzanne's death. And what makes this case so disturbing isn't just what happened to Suzanne, but how long it took anyone to hear her. To unpack the deeper psychological layers of this case, coercive control, betrayal, trauma, sedative, homicide, and the family members caught in the emotional wreckage, we're joined by psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott. Because if we don't start recognizing how control escalates, we'll keep making or mistaking grooming for love, silence for peace, and red flags for character quirks. Suzanne had a secret affair for almost 2 years from a trauma and self-worth perspective. Now, what drives someone to emotionally check out of their marriage before just physically leaving it. Like, why stay? And it's a million-dollar question to everybody who does this. It's why not just leave? Why, why go down that road? What do you think might have been going on in Suzanne's mind that kept her married to him, but still trying to get that fulfillment elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely best before you have the affair to just end the relationship and get out of it. I think that's a cleaner break, a better way to do it. But so many people don't do it that way. And they desperately are looking for solace. They're looking for comfort. They're looking for support. And they often have affairs. It's sort of like a transitional object for them. And my guess also is that she was frightened to leave him and may have had a lot of anxiety about making the final break. And sometimes people have a long phase of having to work up to doing it. Mm-hmm. And in her case, I'm sure she was a homemaker. She had concerns about how she was going to get through it financially. And sometimes people have to go through a planning phase for, okay, what am I going to do? What is it going to look like? Am I going to end up with this other man that I'm seeing? As I understand, he was married and had 5 or 6 kids himself, although they were talking about being together. So it really is fairly common for people to exit marriages by having affairs and taking their time in doing it.
Barry allegedly presented their marriage as being very happy. Obviously, while Suzanne was documenting feelings of being controlled. How common is it for abusers to present that false public image and also to believe their false public image, to really think things are hunky-dory here, the way I'm doing things, and not having any clue that your partner is that level of unhappy?
100%. You nailed it. And these folks are, of course, if you're a murderer, you're going to be cluster B. So you've got the narcissism there, always wanting to give a good impression publicly. And that doesn't surprise me. And in his mind, he was a great guy. And if there was any unhappiness, loneliness, dissatisfaction on her part, it was not on his radar at all. And he really didn't care.
Yeah. And there were a lot of signs in here that I guess when normalized, one wouldn't see until sometimes you're out of that bubble. And maybe you would have seen it earlier. Maybe you would have seen it 10 years earlier and gone, huh? But once you're so far deep in, you're not realizing it. Barry allegedly was checking her spending, questioning her constantly, and policing her communications as well. So a lot of lack of trust. Is it lack of trust or need for control when someone is doing something like that? Because even if the person's not going out of control with spending, they're not doing anything crazy, there's no reason you need to police their communications. And you should not be in a relationship with anybody that you have to be doing those sort of things with.
No.
But the fact that someone is doing that, what is that a control or is that a I don't trust you type thing, or maybe a little bit of both in their mind?
Probably both, yeah, because a person like this often has some paranoid tendencies. They can misperceive benign things as someone is up to something or doing something to them. And that's just sort of this subtle style of thinking that they have. But the need to control is overwhelming. And that can confuse women for a long time, that they don't, when they're used to it, they don't see how bizarre it is.
I would say for both parties, honestly, not in this case, but for both men and women, because both sides can very much do that to one another. And I think a lot of times it starts with an argument of, well, it's because I care about you. It's because I love you, because I just want to make sure you're okay, or whatever, someone is throwing out there. And maybe it starts innocently. Maybe it starts out of insecurity and they just want to know whatever the hell they want to know. But then it seems like once you give an inch with someone like that and go, okay, well, We'll do Life 360, or we'll do the phone monitoring. You turn my location on that so many people do today. And then it's, well, I want to know this too. And I want to know that too. That can be very insidious. And a lot of people don't tend to see that until it is too late. Where is the line on that? Like, where is the line where this is healthy? We just care about each other. And we just, want to know where each other is if we needed it, not like I'm sitting here, where are you at? That doesn't look like the grocery store, why are you in a neighborhood or some BS like that versus a healthy way of keeping tabs on each other out of care and love versus, control and, fear.
That's a really good question, and probably a bit different with every couple. The red flag that I always notice is the compulsive checking of the other person's phone for texts. And now sometimes that can make sense because they have radar and there are a lot of things that feel like there's some duplicity going on here. And so they do get paranoid, but it's kind of grounded in reality. So they start, sneaking, looking at the phone. And very often they find things. But as I tell people, if you're in a relationship where you have to try, going through each other's email, checking phones, what are the other ones that they do? Recording as what's going on
in this marriage's
secret pen recording. When you have to secretly record each other, this is, get to a marriage therapist quick or determine, do I really need to be in a relationship where this kind of stuff is going on? Now, my husband tracks my phone when I'm out of the house because I get lost. And we do live in a big city where if you go into certain parts of town, there can be carjackings and crime. And he says it just, I know he's doing it. I support that.
Yeah.
The problem was the time I took an Uber to the far end of town and I accidentally left my phone in the Uber.
Yeah.
And so Mike was seeing my phone track all over the city in this wild pattern. And he was certain I had been kidnapped.
Sure.
So eventually we work that out. But don't leave your phone in the Uber. But there are times when I think it makes perfect sense. But when it's coming from a place of pathological control, where people really don't trust each other, I mean, that's the foundation of a good marriage is trust. You want this person to be your safe person, not the person you have to walk on eggshells with or worry about.
And I would say that power, if it's been normalized of like, okay, we're watching each other, can also be used as a negative against the people as well. Like if it's okay, we're doing this because I care. And you're like, okay, whatever. You go along with it for a long time. And then they go out to go do something and then they just disappear off of it. Then you can't track them when they're going out, but they want to track you when you're going out.
Very much.
Or let's just say they get really angry and then decide to disappear in Las Vegas and turn their tracking off. I've had that happen before.
Wow.
And they ended up on the highway and in a psych ward. Suzanne's last known location was out there in the yard. The GPS on Barry's phone shows him all over the place. He says he was hunting chipmunks. In the backyard, because there's a big chipmunk problem out there, I guess, and not his wife. Is that kind of a desperate? You think that was a question that surprised Barry when it came up? Like, why does your GPS show like you're all over the place?
Oh, I think he was very surprised at that one because that is the lamest story. Where are all the little chipmunk bodies, right? How many chipmunks did you take out? Were they in the trash bag that that was all these bodies of chipmunks that he was dumping at the Holiday Inn trash? I mean, weird. Yeah, I think that was a pretty lame one, Barry.
Dumping chipmunk bodies at the Holiday Inn trash. That's like the weirdest sentence I've heard.
I can do weird.
I like that. Chipmunk bodies at the Holiday Inn trash. Wouldn't that be
There's
a weird
a title,
one?
Title for a book
it
there.
Is. You're emptying out your cooler. Ah, this ham's gone bad. What's in it? Oh my God, it's a box of chipmunks. Like, what's going on here? Although in Salida, Colorado, anything is possible. It really, truly is. Anyway, I think that'll wrap that up for our discussion here of what the hell's going on in this case. There's a lot to come as the progression of this goes, hearings and such, all on the way to determine if Barry Morphy was going to be going to trial in the coming, I'm going to say, years at this point. The Barry and Suzanne Morphy story isn't just a crime. It's a case study in the kind of psychological warfare that too often hides behind polite smiles and family photos. Suzanne tried to leave. She told him she was done. She texted it, confided in friends, told her sister she didn't feel safe. And like too many women who find their voice just a little too late, Suzanne didn't survive the fallout. Today, with Siobhan Scott, we explored what so many people miss when looking at a relationship like theirs. The signs weren't loud, but they were there. A wife slowly isolating, a husband with too many justifications and not enough grief. A case where circumstantial evidence reads more like a psychological blueprint for control than coincidence, allegedly. In the middle of it all, two daughters still standing by their dad, not because it makes sense, but because that's what trauma does. It splits people down the middle, loyalty on one side, horror on the other. This case reminds us how invisible abuse can be, how it's not always bruises, it's surveillance, digital silencing, emotional erasure. And when it turns deadly, it doesn't always come with a bang. Sometimes it comes with bam. I'll be watching closely as the re-indictment heads to trial, because if the justice system fails again, it's not just Suzanne that gets buried. It's the woman, it's the warning signs of every single woman who comes next. If you or someone you love feels unsafe in a relationship, reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's anonymous, it's 24/7, and it might save a life or yours. Visit thehotline.org or text START to 88788. Tell me what you think about this story, where it's going, where it's at, the evidence, what we talked about in the comment section on YouTube. Love to hear those. So please do chime in there and press subscribe on YouTube if you have not done so yet, so you don't miss out on any of this. And if you're not there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube, and that's where you will find us. And press subscribe if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms as well. Vice versa, you can take us with you. You can watch us there, hair everywhere, everywhere you want to be, like Visa used to say. So please do check that out. And if you want to, you can go premium on YouTube now, where you can get access to all of our videos and stuff in advance of everyone else. Basically, as we make them, you get them. You don't have to wait for them to be released later in the week. So check that out on YouTube as well. We appreciate that support. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.